Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, don't say who it is, Lunchbox, is because we're not going to do that on the air, but Lunchbox wanted to have a celebrity pregnancy announcement today where he reveals somebody that he saw that's pregnant that hasn't announced it yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can't do that. I just want to know not who it is, but why you thought that would be okay to do that bit.
Well, because I saw this person and I saw them a few weeks ago and there was no bump. And this time there's a bump, so obviously pregnant.
So you're just going to come on the air and go, because this person's pregnant.
I have not heard anybody in here say it. I've heard no one talk about it. Nowhere has it. I haven't seen it. So I figure, why not us be the breaking news? Like People Magazine breaks news.
Two things. One, what if it's not true?
The New York. No, it's true. I
and
saw it.
Two, it's not our business.
The New York
until
Times.
Until they make it known.
They break news. CNN, Fox, they break news. So why don't we break news?
We're not a news source. We're an entertainment outlet.
And also, something so personal as someone's pregnancy, that's not...
Mike, do you know who it is? That's not... Will you tell... Will you write it down for Mike?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It also could be someone who has already announced it and he just doesn't know that.
Or now, is he correct?
Oh, I'm correct.
Did you see this person in person or was it on
pictures? In person. Like,
oh.
But still, he can't come on and say it if they haven't said it.
Right.
Okay.
They have first dibs on announcing their own pregnancy. It's a dibs.
Don't look, Eddie.
I'm not looking.
Mike, you let me know what you think.
There you go, Mike D. I emailed it to you.
Eddie made me nervous. He goes, are you playing the Opry tonight? Or what time are you playing tonight?
Well, because I saw you on a billboard.
First of all, I didn't know I was on a billboard.
Yeah, it was just you, too. It's like Bobby Bones.
At the Opry.
Opry. But I thought it said tonight.
It's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Thank God, because I was like, oh, no.
You double-checked.
Heck, if they put me on the time for 2 days, that's awesome. My calendar says tomorrow night. After you see lunchboxes, will you look on the Opry site?
Dude, you know what's cool about that billboard? You're wearing my jacket in the picture.
You have my jacket.
Right. But now it's my jacket.
I wore that price. I don't know what I'm wearing in the picture. What am I wearing?
It's a black jacket with like white stripes on the collar.
Then I give it to you.
And I have that jacket.
Yeah. So I should be playing the Opry tomorrow night. Let me see. Mike's got the calendar up.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. That'd have been tough.
Mm-hmm. If it was tonight?
If it's tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling funny, you know?
Yeah, some days you just don't feel it.
I got to save for tomorrow.
Tomorrow you'll be funny.
Yeah, tomorrow I've really been putting a lot of effort into being funny tomorrow. Yeah, at the Opry tomorrow, doing a show in Nashville on Saturday night, my first of my Comedically Inspirational Tour. And then we go to Wichita. If you guys want to come here in Kansas or near Kansas or Tulsa or Fayetteville, let's go. Come to Wichita and hit us up. Just go to bobbybones.com. It'll be up there. Okay, so there's that. Mike, did Lunchbox tell you who it was?
Yeah, he can say. He just doesn't follow this person on Instagram.
Oh, they've announced it. Yeah. This is one of the things I thought it could have been.
They've announced it?
They've said they're pregnant.
Has it been said in this room?
No, but that's not the point.
I don't even know
you
who you're talking
about. You
wanted
to break news.
Well, it's breaking news if none of you guys know.
That's like going, well, that car's not used. It's a new car. If you've never driven it.
Once you say, it's new to once you. You say who it is, we might know.
Right. I bet you
don't. We don't know who you're talking
Mike,
about.
Mike, is it okay to say it, though?
Yeah.
We're not going to be in trouble?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. Break the news.
Break it.
Can I have the breaking news clip?
Oh, my God. It's...
I want to say congratulations to Jana Kramer. She's pregnant.
Oh, oh I knew that. God. I saw that.
We've known this
with
for weeks.
With a boy. Yes. And it's like her first baby with this fiance.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
You guys didn't know that.
Yeah, we did. We're all
we
saying
did.
We knew.
She no, literally did, I just a, told you. She did an Instagram ad for a pregnancy test. It was positive.
Correct.
Like well, weeks ago.
Not that I knew. I'm just saying I saw her.
So anything that we learn ourselves, even if you know, that counts as breaking news?
I saw her in one place and then saw her a few weeks later and it was like, boom, whoa, okay. We got something going on. Mm-hmm. So I had to bring it to you guys first.
But you didn't even research it yourself?
What was there to research? I saw it with my own eyes.
No. You can Google it.
Research to see if she's announced she's pregnant or not.
No.
You just came in and...
Because I figure, you know, we do all this stuff. We do the pile. Amy talks about country stuff all the time in the pile. Never heard anything about a pregnancy, so figure no one knew.
Mm-hmm. He should do this on his TikTok. Late news,
mm-hmm.
where he's like, breaking news, Jana Kramer's pregnant. Mm-hmm. I saw her walking.
There are a couple sites that do that.
Oh, really?
There's a sports one. There's a country music one.
What do they, like, what do they do?
They purposely are late?
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the sports one, I think I still follow a football one, and I follow a country music one, where they, it's like, late breaking news, and it's like something like, Marcus Allen just got traded to the Raiders. And they act like it's new. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But right. There you go.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
it. I confirmed it in person.
Thank you. So you confirmed it. You didn't break it. You confirmed
I
it.
I braked it.
You braked it.
And confirmed it.
You braked it.
An oblivious fan seeming to try to take a selfie caused a massive crash at the Tour de France on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Extending their arm and phone and making contact with a person on their bike.
No.
Wiping out over a dozen riders.
No.
It's just a pile up. It happened about 30 miles into the 15th stage. There are 21 stages. And the fan hit American rider Sepp Kuss, sending him falling to the ground. All the cyclists, because they were so close, ran over him, fell. Boom, 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 boom. Nobody had serious injuries, bumps, and bruises after the stage, which Wout Poels won. A number of different riders and teams cautioned fans, please do not interfere.
If you watch the Tour de France, they let these spectators get within inches. I mean, it's so stupid. Well, it happens all the time where people are doing things and they crash and because people are sticking their hands out or walking. I mean, it's like...
But there's too much mileage. They can't, like, do 25 miles of barricade.
They can if they just drive it in a circle.
But they don't. They do it. It's a Tour of France.
You're right, Eddie. I didn't think about that. But it's crazy to me because every year you watch
but
it.
But what they can do, if we're just playing this game here, they know where most of the riders are. They're kind of all in a similar-ish area. They can advance and be like, everybody.
Back up.
Okay. These are the line. But yes, you're right. It is going to be hard to control all of France, Eddie.
Do you remember when we all watched the Tour de France because of Lance Armstrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, those days are crazy. I remember going to a bar and be like, we're all watching Lance ride. And like, and then he was done or whatever, and no one watched it again.
Yeah, or whatever.
Well, you know, whatever.
And then we all got scammed.
Yeah.
And then we never watched.
And also, he just wasn't a nice guy. We knew it because we were around him. He was not a good dude.
Yeah.
Aside from all that stuff, he's just not a, he wasn't.
But question.
He might now be. He may be a completely changed dude after all. But I'm not even talking about like the scandal stuff. Just like as a guy, you'd like see him out.
No, man, I helped him up one time because he tripped and he didn't say thank you.
Is that a real story?
Yes.
Look,
side stage, ACL. Him and McConaughey were walking up and he tripped over the steps. I'm like, oh, dude, I got you. And I pulled him up with my hand.
And he said, I expected that and kept walking.
Nope, he just kept walking.
He was probably embarrassed.
I'm like, bro, I helped you
did
up.
Did he give you a Live Strong bracelet for it?
No, nothing.
Not even like a Help Strong.
I'll
but
never
like,
forget that.
Him lying about everything and winning all those...
Yeah.
Was the greater good worth it? Like, you know what I mean? Like how they have those, like, he lied, but he raised all this money for Livestrong. So is it, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm talking about? Like how
yeah.
you,
yeah.
like
yeah.
A philosopher.
Are all the fans that were lied to collateral damage?
Right.
For a cause. Sure, you can look at it that way for sure. I mean, I think
people rallied together.
I think, but him as a person, I mean, like, people got in trouble because of him.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because he, like, threw people under the bus.
Oh, he threatened people.
Yes, and then I mean, it was a bad deal. He may be completely different now.
Did you ever see his documentary?
That's...
Yep. And it did not make him look any better. I mean...
No.
I thought I'd watch it and be like, oh, yeah. But I guess, but again, I'm so closely, I just, like, had seen him out in multiple places. And, like, he lived where we lived. and I was so negatively affected that I don't think I could have watched it fairly. So I'm going to say I watched it, but it was I unfairly viewed it.
Yeah.
So I don't. I have no answer to that.
Remember
really.
The part where he's at his son's football camp? And he's speaking to the whole football team. And he's like, man, I love all you guys, but my favorite is number 99. 99, is my, that's my boy. That's my son. And he's like, Dad, I'm 54. Oh my number's 54, Dad. He's like, oh, my bad,
that's
man.
Fun, that's funny. I'll say again, he might be like a legit dude now. He could be a good dude.
He's on that show, Mission to Mars. No, I don't
he's
know.
He's on a show?
There's a reality show where like everyone's acting like they're in Mars, the celebrities.
Oh, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude, I watched the whole episode, yeah.
Is it terrible?
It's not terrible.
I'm looking. Well, here's actor. Nah.
Reality TV show, so, Lance Armstrong.
Stars on Mars.
That's it.
What is that show?
I've never heard of this.
Sounds more like a TikTok series.
No, like Marshawn Lynch is on it. The guy follows that played McLovin.
Follows a simulation.
Oh, really? That guy? He's
what it might
far?
Be to be an astronaut on Mars with celebrity contestants competing to be the last one standing. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
I'm not hating. I'd do that show.
But McLovin, man,
McLovin of Richard Sherman's on there.
But McLovin, I feel like, how did his career
here? Come? Okay, here are the people on it. Ronda Rousey, big deal still,
yeah.
WWE.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And I think she's leaving WWE to go fight again, UFC. She's going
everything
back to UFC.
Everything I read is it's not true.
She's not going back to UFC?
No.
Marshawn Lynch, funny, old football player.
Hilarious.
Not anymore, but funny, but not like super relevant to us, yes. Lance Armstrong, okay. Andy Richter.
That's Conan's guy?
Conan's old sidekick. Mm-hmm. Paul Pierce used to play for the Celtics.
Yeah, he don't
got
have,
some trouble.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything going on.
He
really.
Has in trouble.
Oh, the guy, I'm just here so don't get fun.
That's Marshawn
Lynch.
Yeah, Paul Pierce got fired from ESPN for going live on Instagram.
Oh, Tom Schwartz from Ray's show.
Let's see.
What's it called?
Ray has a show.
You know who it is.
Vanderpump.
And there's also like Tinashe, who I did Dancing with the Stars with.
Oh, yeah, she's on there.
It's mostly people that like do Dancing with the Stars like me. Like, not really famous. It's like people that are just like, please pick me.
That's why I'm saying like McLovin. Is he really? Yeah,
they even have, I think.
But that's me, by the way, for those that are going like, oh, no, that's me.
So, no, because like Demi Moore and
Tallulah Willis is on it.
Yeah, the daughter or whatever of that,
McLovin looks, he's a good looking dude now. I didn't know that's who that was. Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Oh, okay. Well,
he looks different though.
I mean, good looking dude. That looks like a good show, though. I like that. What do? They like?
They have a bunch of obstacles of like, all right, now you're going to go find water, and they and
what
then,
channel oof. Or what platform?
Man, I feel
what
like
channel?
It's like
what
Prime.
Year am I in?
Maybe it's.
Do
Amazon?
You have a tape for my VCR when I get home?
No, I was going to ask what
you
channel.
You can watch on Fox.
Or is it Fox? I don't know, man. I just stumbled upon it.
That's fun.
Fox.
It is on a channel.
You're right.
Did you ever play the over/under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. My wife and I were talking last night. We're like, we were going to put it on because we have cable and we have YouTube TV. Now, she came into the relationship with a YouTube TV account, and that's what she's just always had. And so then I started using it, and it's awesome. But we still like cable, too. But it's like YouTube TV now is going to have Sunday Ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to get that.
Let's go.
I got to get that.
I'm going to borrow my brother's.
Everybody.
Allegedly.
Now, everybody now can get Sunday Ticket instead of having to be on DirecTV. Wasn't that what it was on?
Yeah, DirecTV.
I had DirecTV for a while, and then I got off DirecTV, but I was like, I just miss Sunday Ticket so much, but now it's going to be on YouTube TV, which is awesome. YouTube TV is great.
But then I have to subscribe to YouTube TV.
You have to pay for, yes.
No, you can get it without YouTube TV, but it just costs more.
Well, yes, it'll cost money.
Okay.
Like, you have to subscribe to something to get it. But YouTube TV, I'm telling you, is if your internet's good, it's as good as cable. Same thing. Local channels.
Yeah, but I already have Hulu for that.
You have okay. YouTube TV and Hulu Live, same thing.
Yeah, but are they way behind sports? Because Eddie, if you text him during a sporting,
I get mad.
It's like a minute behind. He's like, dude, how do you know
good
who won?
Question.
I hate it. Everyone's
because
like, oh my god.
I think it is like 30 seconds. The internet.
Yeah, streaming is delayed. A bit
only like yeah, because I'll get on DraftKings and I'll be trying to like live and I'm like, why'd the line just. Oh, crap, they score.
Yeah.
I'm a minute behind.
Yeah, because Eddie's all, like, you know, they do the commercials. Hulu does live sports. I'm like, well, kind of. Like, you're a little bit
it's
behind.
A minute and a half
like,
behind.
Hulu does delayed sports is what it should really be.
Millions of U.S. military emails were mistakenly sent to Mali, a Russian ally, because of a minor typo. Emails intended for the U.S. military's .mil domain have for years been sent. So, basically, it's just close because it's .ml and .mil.
One letter.
Makes a
big
difference.
Did you guys watch Reality?
No, we haven't watched that yet.
What's that?
That's that one with the girl that...
I talked about it here.
Oh, the spy?
Mm, no.
What was she?
She worked at the NSA.
And she brought out gave out all the documents.
Oh, yes. I wrote that down. I didn't want to watch that. Where do you watch it? What channel?
On Max. What channel? Max. Channel Max.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you get into that. Like, I don't understand how you...
Wait. It's wild. Did you watch? Did you say you all you guys were talking? Did you say you watched it?
No, I said I haven't watched it, but
got it.
Just these news stories that come out about people like doing spy stuff, like dropping papers and whatever. There was some guy that just died in prison he worked in DC for years and he was married and he was just dropping papers for the Russians in the local park. And he'd put a little sticker on the sign that it was like a drop spot. And I'm like, how do you just get into that? Like, that's just crazy.
The show with Kerry Russell, The Americans.
Oh, my mom watched that. She liked that.
Yeah. It's a slow burn, but it ends up being really good. And wasn't that based on like a true-ish story? Like, or am I just making that up?
I mean, I'm sure that
the premise of the series is based on a true story in 2010 of a cell of Russian sleeper agents who had been hiding in plain sight in the United States for decades.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's, I mean, that stuff just like...
Oh, that's them too. Wow. Yeah, The Americans, it was on from 2013 to 2018. It's Kerry Russell and then the guy...
Mm-hmm.
The dude?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I got you.
Matthew Rhys, R-H-Y-S. Mm. It's really good, especially when you know it's a real story. But they're Russian, and they're in America.
Oh, they are Russians that came to America and were spying.
Yes.
Got
but
it.
They are living here. They're completely in culture. Their kids
don't
know. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Oh my
yeah, because the guy that just died in prison was American and joined
and
Russia.
And helping the Russians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
Well, they turn people.
But he lived in America.
Or
right.
Or that yeah, or they turned him with okay, there are a couple ways. Propaganda, hey, we're good, you're bad, he believes it. Or blackmail.
Blackmail, we love, have, yeah, love.
Love.
Or you go to prison or be a spy for something you've done.
But he's not in Russia, he's in America.
He was in America.
He's not going to a Russian prison.
What are they gonna
unless he got in trouble in Russia and they sent him back. But then once I got back, I'd be like, screw you guys, I'm here now. What are you gonna
do? Or here's $1 million. Go be a spy.
That ain't worth it.
$1 million?
Nope.
No, but they said this dude was getting paid.
$1 million, though. How are you going to spend that if you're in jail?
No. You spend it before you go to jail.
Yeah, but then you're going to spend it going, I'm going to spend it all, and then I'm going to go to jail.
Do all spies, like, get caught?
No, I don't think so.
Some of them get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
That's the goal.
I don't think every spy's ever been caught.
Not every single one.
I used to watch this show about it. It was a documentary called Spy vs. Spy, and it was one, they'd go against each other. One was always dressed in black, one was always dressed in white.
They have big noses?
Yeah, they were kind of birds. Yeah. They're kind of a bird situation thing. A Canadian man's arrested for death threats against Lana Del Rey. A Canadian man's in custody after allegedly making death threats over the last 18 months. CTV reports the man appeared in court Friday, just a day before she was set to perform. The incident says that Dennis Mallett knowingly made threats to cause death or bodily harm to Del Rey in Quebec City and other places between January 1st and January 6th. No word of the result of his bail hearing. CTV News. I probably is not able to be around her, but the weird thing is about restraining orders is it's just a piece of paper. So you can have all the restraining orders you want. Most people, a big part of people that get restraining orders are crazy enough to not care about a restraining order. Because it's not like there's a literal barrier or it's like a dog shock collar where if you cross the, shocks them. If I have a restraining order against you in lunchbox and you're like, oh, he has a restraining order, you can still walk up and stab me or shoot me.
Yeah, that's weird.
But if you see him near you, he can get arrested for
right.
that.
Right.
Well, yes. But usually they hide.
See you near me, let's play the game of how fast can I get a cop here versus you're already near me, how fast can you stab me and shoot me?
Sure.
Or shoot me. You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully they got this dude. It's like Taylor Swift. There's always that's just a numbers game. Well, she's so famous. There's just so many weirdos who are in love with her that it just feels like it's always unsafe for her.
Those death threats are no joke, man.
They're no joke. FBI hunts the sticky note bandit.
Uh-oh.
The FBI is seeking a Houston bank robber. They have dubbed the sticky note bandit. 3 robberies, 10 days. The robber handed a teller a sticky note with a threatening message, demanded cash. The FBI says the robber dressed as a woman in all 3 robberies. He made off in an undisclosed. So they know for sure it's a dude, but they dress as a woman.
That's legit. That's smart.
Yeah, you need to do that. You need to throw everybody off. I'd go in as Grimace.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Prove it to me. I look like Grimace.
The big purple guy from McDonald's?
Yeah. I go in as the Hamburglar. You can see nothing on me except the hamburger. They're like, well, we dress as the, you know. Yeah, dressed as a woman.
Oh, man, this one's got a crazy wig on. Like, they're all,
they said the robber is described as a black male, 5'8", tall, thin to medium build. He wore black wig, black sunglasses, blue medical mask, green women's style sweater, black women's ballet flats, carried a black purse.
Oh, yeah, and put a bra on and everything. Like,
wow.
Bro, you got to commit harder than that, though, because I can even tell it's a dude. Mm.
But at least you don't know what this person looks like. You have long hair.
Sticky note bandit, too. Kind of a weak name. You know, if you're going to get a nickname, kind of a weak one to have to get.
The cops give it to him, right?
Yeah, but you know, sticky. What was your nickname? Well, they used to call me John the Head Smasher. Oh, yeah. What about you? That's cool. Oh, I was Throat Slitter. What about you, sticky note bandit? Oh, God dang.
That's a tough one. But after 3, man, you got away with it. Like,
yeah, but then you realize you can do it a lot easier.
I guess
it's like the fan. Isn't the fan still on the loose, the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, they caught him.
They caught him
near Sacramento.
Yeah, he's caught.
Yeah,
Sacramento.
He's hanging out.
So this dude, Amy, would go and I think I told you about him. He would huge Chiefs fan. Famous Chiefs fan, like you see. And he would go to away games and he'd rob a bank on the way.
And the games he'd wear a wolf costume.
Mm-hmm. He was arrested, sure was, dang. Within a week.
Yeah, like just recently. Like hanging out in the Capitol. And we had a discussion about this.
Chiefsaholic, man. A high profile Kansas City Chiefs fan behind bars. But he also was like betting big amounts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he had a ticket for like the Super Bowl championship last year. He hasn't been able to cash yet.
And what's crazy? Yeah, and what's crazy is he didn't. He robbed it on the way to the game in Houston last year, Amy. And he didn't show up to the game, and all the Chiefs fans became worried, and so they were like, "Oh my gosh, didn't like him. You know, he's not responding, and he just disappeared." And so they started searching for him. And they found him in jail. He'd been arrested for the bank robbery.
Oh, wow.
According to court documents, he swiped close to $844,000 during his crime spree, of which $163,000 has been recovered. But what he would do is he would go to casinos and use that to kind of launder the money. Because you go in, you buy a bunch of chips, you just goof around for a little bit. Maybe you lose $10,000, you go cash your chips back in later.
Oh,
there's your money.
Oh, wow.
That's so crazy.
Dang. He in jail now, huh?
Yeah, he's in jail now. Like, so he was supposed to appear in court, and he cut off his ankle monitor, and that's when he fled.
The most recent was $70,000 from Clive, Iowa, before moving the stolen money across state lines into Missouri. Dang. Oh, sorry, buddy. least you got to watch the championship last year.
He went to a lot of games.
You can get that Sports Illustrated
phone. Oh, you think he was at the Super Bowl?
Well, you can be dressed as anything, except I don't know if they'll let you in fully dressed with your face covered, will they? Can you
That's
go
true.
In full? If I want to go as Grimace to a game.
Grimace.
Yeah,
purple dude.
Big fat purple.
From McDonald's.
Could I go without them seeing my face?
I think so. I mean, if you look at the games, there's people in there that wear all sorts of stuff over their face.
When you walk in, yeah. Like the Raiders guys, they paint their faces.
Yes, but you still can kind of see their faces.
Mm.
So he's in like full costume.
Yeah,
that's what he wears the game.
His face and everything. Because I mean, if I were like someone on the run and I wanted to go to a game, put the freaking costume on.
Yeah, but all the attention's on you.
Hide in plain sight.
Like everything.
But he wouldn't wear the wolf. He'd have a different costume.
Yeah.
Because they'd know to look for the wolf.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me throw something out there. Grimace. What if he dresses as Grimace? The cities and states with best and worst drivers in America. A comprehensive new report from Consumer Affairs has found that Tennessee has the worst drivers in America.
Amy.
While the state.
Not me.
She's taking the whole average
Morgan
down.
You brought us down, what? Amy.
No, and Morgan.
Whatever. I don't have any.
Is it sexist that you go after the girls here, or are they just the worst driver?
No.
I mean, it's a real question.
100%
the
worst
driver.
But we're
not. You take over a span of almost 20 years, you take different examples of. You know, minor.
Okay, Amy, over all those 20 years, go ahead and give me
minor
my minors.
Bumps that aren't even documented legally, so there's no way I'm part of any study that's done. You know what I mean? Like, there's no police report on any kind of accident I
insurance.
Have
insurance. You've done insurance trades.
Have you done insurance?
No, because, the only one that guy hit me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you got him arrested.
I cried. I didn't want to call the police, and Ben was like, no, we have to call the police. Like, you need to call. And I was bawling, crying, because I knew we were getting him in trouble because he did not have insurance.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. The cities with the worst drivers: Memphis, Baton Rouge, Albuquerque, Macon, Georgia, St. Louis, Cleveland, Detroit, Rockford, Illinois. The cities with the safest drivers: Green Bay, Cary, North Carolina, Oxnard, California, Lynn, Massachusetts, Glendale, California, College Station, Texas.
Okay, hey. Well, I've lived in College Station and near Cary, and those are the good ones.
Since you left, they went up.
Yeah, they went up.
After you got out of there, they made the list.
No, wow. I probably just kept it
A well-respected architect in New York named Rex Huerman was just arrested for the Gilgo Beach serial killings.
This.
How many killings?
Well, this is a true crime story, too. It was Lost Girls on Netflix. It was a series. So they may have done a podcast, too, but I was familiar with only by seeing the little square because I don't watch this stuff. But for decades, there was a string of unsolved killings known as the GILGO Beach. Gilgo Beach. And after a woman's disappearance in 2010, they had 10 sets of different humans' remains that they had found. They started looking for a serial killer. But again, you're talking about 2010.
Wow.
And so they went and they got DNA samples from the trash. They built the case. What else do you know about this? I mean, they have them.
They have him, and they were able to ping burner phones.
This is not the pizza guy. That's a different guy.
What's the pizza guy?
Oh, do this one.
I don't know the pizza guy.
Tell me what you know about this.
So this guy was like getting these sex workers off of Craigslist, and he would kill them and dump them allegedly in this area. And the old cop bungled the investigation. He ended up going to prison.
I like that word, though. That's like something you use in like a 60s detective show.
Bungled.
He really bungled this, Chuck.
But they're saying like it was just like crazy how bad he did. And he ended up, you know, for beating up people and like committing crimes. He's in jail for 46 months. So someone reopened the case in 2022. And within 10 months, they had a suspect. Boom. Caught the guy, pinged cell phones, and they were taking stuff out of his house. And he had like a drawing of one of the victims.
Oh.
And the only question he asked the cops when they were interrogating him was, is this in the news?
Interrogating?
I wasn't going to.
Isn't that what they
I wasn't going to.
What is it called?
I know, but I wasn't going to.
Interrogating.
I know, but I say stuff wrong all the time.
Interrogating, sorry.
I say stuff wrong. I probably said Gilgo Beach wrong.
And I'm thankful now, but anyway, I know bungled.
The bodies
Do we think the bungler, though, the cop that was the bungler, do we think he was in on it because he bungled it so bad? Like he knew about it?
Ooh, or was he just a bad guy?
He may have been friends with the guy. I don't know.
Had he bungled other cases?
Correct. Would you go to his high school friends? Was he much of a bungler in high school?
Yeah,
but what's crazy, and like some of these victims were in burlap sacks, and they were all found in the same locations. And they'd be missing for years. Because it was like...
That's crazy.
Like 2 years, the body would be missing, and then they'd find it.
I don't like this. I don't like true crime podcasts. It makes me feel unsafe, uneasy.
And what do you call them? A profiler? Like with the FBI, back in the day when it first happened, said this is probably just an average Joe that did this, and boom, a dude owns an architect firm, is married, two kids.
The killer?
Yeah.
How many people total? Because it said 10.
I think 10 or 11 is what, and now they're reinvestigating.
There's got to be more than.
Any disappearance in the tri-state area, they're trying to look and see if he has any connection. And one of the victims said he used to call from her cell phone and harass them, like the family.
Jeez.
That's dirty, though.
Yeah, but the pings from his office and by his house, that's how they connected him at first.
So would you say he's a lawyer?
Architect.
Architect.
I don't understand how your wife could be a murderer or husband can be a murderer.
Because you tell never know who you're sleeping next to.
No.
Yep.
He's been saying it for years, Eddie. All you're doing is proving him right.
I would know if my wife was a murderer.
No.
Yes, there would be trends. I know how she lives her life, and then all of a sudden she's not.
But what if she's always been killing?
Right.
That's different. Mm. So has this guy always been a killer?
I don't know.
He had to start somewhere.
Obviously he had to start somewhere, but that's what I mean. Like, it is crazy. And the only question
you would know
asked,
if your wife was a murderer.
The only question he asked is...
All he did was give you a sigh and moved on.
Yes, because I've already told you, you never know who you're... Like, the BTK killer. He was married, had kids. Did his wife know? No.
That's like Morgan's uncle.
That's what I'm saying. They lived down the street from Morgan.
He did, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know. These people are just in society. He owned an architect firm, so he had employees.
Mm-hmm. Bones, you wouldn't know if your wife was a murderer.
I just wanted to kill me a couple times.
No.
You would think you would know. I guarantee this woman is thinking, oh my gosh, you would think I would know my husband. And he had a cache of weapons, they said.
No, cache?
Yes.
Wow.
Like 200 weapons.
She's not saying I wish I would have known.
That's why they arrested him outside of his work. When he was leaving work, he closed up shop.
I mean, does he have a thesaurus over there?
No, I read the news stories. This is what they say in the news stories.
He said it in the interrogation that there was a cache.
I can't believe
we're just giving you, a hard
you
time.
Guys have not been reading up on this. This is... just mind-blowing.
Well, now I am, and I'm
well,
like...
the pizza one, not the same guy then. So DNA from a discarded pizza crust helped New York police identify a suspected serial killer. But this is the same guy. This is the same guy. It is the same guy.
That's how they got his DNA?
Yes, it was in the trash. Oh. That's why I was like, is it the pizza guy?
I never saw anything about pizza.
That's what it is. Okay, now it's all coming together. I know about the story. So they went to his trash. That's the architect guy. He's now been charged with murdering three of the women so far, but they did find the 10 sets of human remains. So here you go. When they went to his trash, they found the discarded pizza crust, and it matched the DNA of one of the victims because his DNA was on them and also on the pizza.
That's why you always eat the crust.
Yeah.
That's what you take from this?
Why would you not eat the crust?
The New York Post. Well, yeah, if you're a murderer, that's why you eat the crust.
Yeah, and one of the victims...
not just everybody. I don't want to eat the crust. I don't have a reason to.
Said that he would call and talk about how he... the R word?
What?
It depends which one.
Think of a... do you have a different word for
what's
it?
What's it rhyme with?
It's not the...
Vape?
Oh
yeah, you can say rape.
Yeah, he called them...
That's not the R word. It is an R word, but it's like going...
Well, I don't know.
I didn't make an analogy.
I don't know, but he called them and it was like, you know, just so you know, I raped her after I killed her.
Dang.
What a
No.
Yeah, that's animal type stuff.
No.
That's like he was messed up early.
But then he just goes around and living his life.
And then he
like
messed
normal.
Everything else up. It's just like, yeah. He's able to do both at the same time.
And you're telling me the wife didn't know.
I don't know anything about the wife, Eddie. I don't know anything about the wife.
Like he has
or the kids. I bet now they're going, oh, that makes sense. They're not saying, I should have known.
They're starting to put it together.
Oh,
the blood off tracking. He was tracking blood in all
the
carpet.
Seven showers in one day.
Yeah,
got it.
Oh, my. This is terrible.
It's terrible. It's an animal. But I don't know that the wife or kids knew.
Oh, Bones, come on.
They didn't know, Eddie.
You would know
why wouldn't
if
they
your
call the
spouse
police?
Was a murderer.
You would think you would know, but she'd probably say the same thing until her spouse was a murderer.
I mean, people get caught cheating all the time.
You know, not everybody.
Well, that's true.
Gosh, murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
You just murdered
something. I got it. It's right there.
Murdered a gnat.
The joy on your face, though, when you killed it.
You're just a sneak up on it, you know? I acted
you mind
like
if I
was.
Can I say the C word?
I acted like. What?
Cool.
What's it rhyme with? The pool.
Oh, that's the word.
Yeah. Look, man, I don't know what words you're allowed to say.
I know.
That's a tough word.
Woke, man.
Woke culture will get you.
People get
you
mad.
You will be canceled tomorrow.
They do. They get mad.
They will cancel you, and there will not be a GoFundMe or a petition to bring you back on Fox either.
Crazy,
you are
man.
Done. You're out of there.
Okay. I mean, what if you find out this guy's your neighbor?
That's what if you work with him? Your coworkers,
your boss.
What if he's your dad? What if he's your son?
What if he designed your
what
house?
What if he's Mike D? What if he? Yeah, it'd be this crazy. You say what if he designed your house?
And
he's
an
architect.
And his vehicle, one of the pimps.
Huh?
One
Can
of the
you
pimps?
Say that word?
The P word.
Okay. Yeah, pimp.
Yeah.
Pimp ain't a bad word. Like, that's okay. I know that.
Okay.
But he was able to describe his vehicle, and it was like a rare color of the car that they sold, and he described him as a big ogre.
That's like driving an ice cream truck to murder people.
Yeah, it was like a green.
You can't drive something that people are like, hey, I'm here to murder. I'm in the Geek Squad van. No, we're going to know because it's so loud.
Yeah,
you
like
have to drive something generic.
It was a green Avalanche or something like that, and then he said he was a big ogre, and the dude is a huge dude.
Eat your crust and drive a generic car.
That's what we learned.
If you're going to be murdering people.
Yep.
Okay, apparently his wife was out of town when these things would happen.
Okay.
So when she would leave, he'd murder?
But again,
he'd hit him up
again,
on Craigslist.
When my wife goes out of town,
he'd get a burner.
She's like keeping up with you.
She always comes back and she's just like, whoa, like you drank a lot. You know, like she notices things. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't
so you're
realize.
Thinking the wife came back and was like, interesting. I think, did you killed a lot?
No, you don't think the wife came back and was like, you did the laundry?
I can't picture her not knowing he was creepy though. Like even in a non-murderer way,
correct.
She had to know he was like into because this is awful. This is the worst of the worst type
yes.
person. So it's not like everything else about him is going to be perfectly shiny, Mr. Brady Bunch.
Like there's friends over, and he has a twisted joke, and everyone's like, that's kind of weird.
No, now you think
like
back,
in rope,
and you're
like in Rope.
Or he like, what?
When looking back, now you're like, oh man, that was a creepy joke he said. That's weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you look back and say, back then you just think, oh, that's a funny joke.
Or he's got one of those things that-
trolley.
What is that?
A golly. Goalie.
What? Pillory.
Pillory.
How are we doing on that?
Not good.
One getting sent here? No, scuba. Scuba. Pillory?
No, I don't have anything yet, no.
So this wife
What's
is
wrong?
Just...
Nothing. I'll order it. I thought you were ordering with your credit card with Mike. That's where I thought you last left it. So I stepped away.
You look dejected.
Yeah, sounds weird.
No, I just...
You look like somebody just gave you the worst news?
I'm always reading emails that are always terrible.
Are they
really?
What? You want to read one to us?
No.
About what?
Just everything.
Like?
Lunchbox.
I wish I had some people's jobs where they could just literally disconnect and not give a crap and then go, oh, by the way, I need something.
There he is.
I wonder who that impression was. Let's play guess that impression.
Hold on.
Is it more like, I need something?
No, not Lunchbox. Oh, no.
Can you tell me how to work this social media app?
Scuba, this is a safe space just here.
This just
is
us.
Not a safe space.
It's not a safe space at all. It's the least safe space you've ever been in your whole life. I'm sorry that happened, Scuba.
We'll
figure
good.
It out. I was just asking a question.
Yeah. I mean, I could jump on and get it done. I honestly thought you guys were
doing it. No. We can figure it out today.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
I can probably make one if you want. I got saws and stuff.
Sit with the chicken, buddy. Okay?
Okay, so this...
You keep sitting with the chicken. Work on that chicken.
All right.
This wife, the one... She's his second wife. I wonder why he got divorced from the first one.
Twisted jokes.
Well, maybe they weren't getting along.
Makes me wonder.
Or she wasn't going out of town so you could go kill.
Makes me wonder. Ooh.
Or she's allegedly. Like, you're a creep.
Do you know that? Yeah. Makes me wonder. What is that? I know what it is.
Oh, makes me wonder.
Come on,
guys. Yellow Submarine.
Nope.
No.
Mm. Oh, right time. Right time frame, kind of.
Give me more.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Ooh, makes me wonder.
It's Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Boom. Stairway to Heaven.
Ooh, makes me wonder.
My wife invented a game.
Yeah, Robert Plant.
Okay. Good one, man.
Thanks. Nailed it. Felt good.
Who's the guitarist?
Peter York.
Yeah, that's not it. That's the monkey. So, hey. my wife invented a game called, and who knows if she... We just played the game. We don't even know if it's a real game. But she was like, let's play this game called Battle Back. And so I'm terrible at lyrics. And she knows every lyric to every song. She can hear a song one time and she knows every lyric. She has a photographic memory. She can spell words backwards, forwards. She can see it in her head. It's crazy what she can do. And so we play this game called Battle Back. I'm sure there are games like it. But so if I sing a song, you have to hear a word in the song and sing a different song with that word in the song.
Okay.
So what made me think about it is, like, if I were to go... sing James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you sit back for a second. Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Your life is precious. Your life is pure.
That's all I know.
Get to the chorus.
Okay. You're beautiful.
You are so beautiful to me.
You have to
can't you see? Now, I pick beautiful now. You can use any other word that I'm using.
I can see clearly now the rain has come.
Then raindrops keep falling on my head. That doesn't mean my eyes will sure be earning it.
You said eyes. You don't know what it's like to be a sad man. To be a bad man without blue eyes.
That you took too long.
Blue eyes crying.
You don't need blue. You can't do eyes again. Oh. You can do blue.
Blue.
I'm blue. Da ba dee da ba da da ba. I live in a blue house with a blue guitar.
Because there are no lyrics to that.
Yes, I are.
You just sang that.
I was started singing the words. I live in a blue house with a.
Welcome to my house.
The problem is, that's what I do with all the songs. I don't have any lyrics.
But we can go on forever.
You can't, because we lose it.
You have to give a lyric.
Yeah, so
I don't want to play this right now, but you and I could go on for days. I bet.
Battle back.
But my question is, if you pick the lyric, does you have to start the next one with that lyric? Like, if you're singing, you say beautiful, and he wants to go with beautiful.
You don't have to start, but it's got to be in the first couple seconds.
Yeah, because okay, that's what I was confused.
I kind of messed that one up.
The game's made it up. Well, you guys,
if we're gonna make it an official game, if we're gonna take it,
I don't think we're making it official.
Well,
but that's
we're gonna take it to game ops, and we're gonna op games.
Happily.
Woman struck by a meteorite while having coffee with a friend. She did not die. She said it felt like somebody poked her in the ribs. She said, boom. Oh, got hit in the ribs. It was a meteorite. Freaking rock.
Really?
This guy.
Wait. That'll puncture a hole.
I get it.
Ribs.
Just depends. But no, she thought it was a bat. We thought it was a piece of cement. The one we applied to the ridge tiles, but it didn't have the color. She took it, contacted a geologist. The strange object was a meteorite after spotting its iron and silicone composition. 4 ounces.
Wow.
So it's not that big.
Okay.
Finally, do we want to do this? Do we want to do the bit, best secret wins the money?
I don't really have one.
It can be about you or about anybody. No, it can't be about anybody. You can't be telling people secrets on the air. It has to be about yourself.
This is a bad game, dude.
Yeah, it has to be about yourself.
This is a bad game.
Well, then it's kind of...
It has to be the biggest secret you tell about yourself wins the cash.
See, I want it to be about other people. That's
you
more
can't
fun.
You can't, because
yeah.
We would just tell something really, it's not even a secret, but it's like, okay, I'm going to play this game. Here's a picture of Eddie's wife, and I hold a picture of Eddie's wife.
That's
who's not
up.
On social media or anything.
Yeah,
but I'd be like, here's a secret. It's Eddie's wife.
Kind of could do that at Lunchbox's children.
Yep,
all of them.
So, right, so it has to be about yourself. So you guys don't want to do it.
I don't think so, man.
It's Lunchbox's idea, but he doesn't even want to do it.
No, secrets about yourself.
I wanted to tell on you guys. I wanted to go secrets on you. That's what whole...
Dude, that'll get so bad.
Right, that's why it's fun.
It's not that. It's...
I mean, how bad do you want to get rich?
No, it's not that.
You willing to sell your neighbors out?
I could burn everybody down.
Yeah,
right,
for $20?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, just wait. One day, there's so many good stories. I can't wait for just Ray and I to be able to chop it up one day, just to have to turn the mics on and let it rip.
What?
You and Ray? Mm. Yeah, it'd be a long podcast.
Mm. About what?
Stuff we can't talk about yet.
What's going on?
Yeah, me too.
I'd love to be able to sit with Eddie and just, you know, chop it up over some stuff.
We'd have a lot.
About. I just go to every person. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. That's it. Is there a fifth thing today?
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Okay, cool. There you go. Thank you. It sure is.
That's great.
Fifth thing with Amy. Four things.
Breaking news. It is Tuesday.
Right. Well, we went down memory lane with my therapy friend, Kat.
If I can buy a house now. I thought we were playing the game.
My house is a very, very, very fine house.
No, but I was told all these lies whenever I was trying to get pregnant. But it's just more so how we feel pressure from society because, you know, you're a woman, then clearly you should want to get pregnant and have kids. So therefore, if you can't get pregnant, you feel like a failure. When there might be a different path for you. And so that's how we got on that today. That's the fifth thing.
Mike, why is there a timer up? Am I running out of time?
No, we're just timing it. I like timing it.
Oh, that's what this is? Mm-hmm. Perfect. I love it. I knew there was a reason.
Well, you always ask Ray. How
I
much
do,
time?
But Mike has a timer up, and I thought, am I going to explode in a few seconds? I don't know. It's just tick, tick, tick. Another game that we play that Caitlin did not make up is Sing for Real. That's a hilarious game. A lot of people play Sing for Real. You never play Sing for Real?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's for real, dude.
I don't know.
Sing for Real is hilarious.
Okay, come on.
Anyway, you can only call it like once a day.
Is this real?
That's why it's called Sing for Real. Okay. It's not Sing for Fake.
I feel like I'm about to fall for something. Go
no, ahead. If I said Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces, but I call it a Sing for Real, you have to sing it like you're really trying to sing it the best you possibly can.
Yeah. Okay.
Go.
From the beginning or just chorus?
From the beginning, but you have to really, really try, like your life's on the line.
What?
Who doesn't know
what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? A place, a foundation, a place you call home. You need wide open spaces.
See, that you're not for real though, but you were until then. You were, come on, Sing for Real is hard to do because you're just bad. Not you, anybody.
A room make a big
all right, thank you.
Oh, wait, you go now. Sing for Real, Sing for Real. That
I hate Sing for Real because I suck.
Lucas Nelson song, the one he sang in here.
Okay.
Oh.
Dum. Let me get there. Dum. Hold on. Well, I don't mind sleeping alone. If it means I don't have to play your crazy games no more.
Okay.
You're the most precious thing I've ever seen. But I ain't gonna let it slide when you're mean to me. And I know the love that I deserve. And I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love.
You do the whole thing.
I try, man. I sang as real as I could. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.